I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you on the show. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. In this hour, Dr. Nancy Horn is here. In this hour, we're gonna go fear-free. No talk of the summer fear parade, great white sharks, the arrival of the chikungunya mosquito, killer bees, ticks, runaway deer, hurricanes, and mold. I declare these words forbidden on the show. We decided, because the days just fly by, it'd be fun to sink into the best part of summer. That word summer represents so much when you dig into it. What is it for you? What do you love about this time? What would you like to do more of or look forward to? Do you crave the new? Do you insist on tradition? 203-776-9677. The easy way to remember, 203-776-WNPR. Nancy Horn is our psychologist on the air, but it really is here today because she is one of the great appreciators of all things deserving appreciation. So welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Faith. I love summer.
So, I know, me too. You're the first person who came to mind. I have hit that, I don't know about you, I've hit that wall where I just want to be outside as much as possible. My skin is craving it. My soul is craving it.
Yeah, that's great. It probably means you can also be in the moment, which is really good. But the out-of-doors is amazing. I mean, just the other day I was outside and I was sitting watching a pickleball game and I thought, oh, the air is so good. Air is great.
Was it balmy? Because that's my favorite.
Yeah, it wasn't
favorite.
Too bad at all. I mean, it was, of course, the last 3 days we haven't had humidity, so it's been beautiful.
See, now I like the humidity. You know the Hawaiian soft air on your arms where even at night it's around 80, but you're not sweating because there's this soft tropical breeze? That is my favorite.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So you mentioned pickleball, which brings us to the summer asset of sports, people saying, this is my season to run, to do whatever. Pickleball, a craze.
Yeah, I play two or three times a week. And for the rest of the year, as I'm walking on my treadmill, I'm going, what is wrong with the winter here?
And for people who still haven't seen pickleball, you can see it on YouTube, by the way, how
yes.
to play.
Yeah.
Any age, any physical ability, actually.
Right. It's like a combination of badminton, tennis, and
ping pong?
Ping pong, exactly. And so it's on a smaller court and usually played with four people. So if your knees are shot and you were an old tennis player, you get to play pickleball and it's really fun. You play with a wiffle ball and a paddle and you hit the ball back and forth. And it looks a lot like ping pong when people are good. You just hit the ball in the air back and forth.
How about the visual? There are these – in the summer, there are scenes that just – lift my spirits. They make me so happy. Even out our studio window in New Haven, there's it's a lot of arts-related buildings in this circle. There's a big brick plaza out our windows, and they brought in these colorful tables and chairs, the way you would see in the gardens in Paris. And one is red, one is yellow, one is blue. All they did was put them out there, empty, and the people came. And thought, we're just supposed to sit down here and enjoy the sun and have conversations. Sometimes people bring a sandwich. And if I can't be outside looking from on high down at them, it just makes me deliriously happy.
To see them out there enjoying themselves.
You know, those scenes, those visual yeah. images of people gathering in outdoor cafes.
Well, people have all these outdoor things, like all the outdoor dancing, you know, Lincoln Center. West Haven, that boardwalk where they're dancing. People are dancing out of doors. How joyful. I love it.
Once in West Haven, I saw a man bring an old-time record player. And he had records, and he was, you know, spinning discs in
wow.
that old sense.
And it had 45s on it?
Yeah, and people were dancing, and everybody was asking everybody else to dance, regardless of age, regardless of anything. It was most amazing, you know, kind of a free community spirit.
Yeah, you just don't get that in the winter.
You don't.
You don't. Sit around. Dancing on
so,
the street.
We're asking you, what are you loving this summer, even right now? 203-776-9677. It could be a favorite concert or theater series that you go to, a picnic that you insist on, a clam shack that is on the route that you take to wherever you go.
I love goldfinches. That's my I love them in the summer. I have a little thistle feeder outside my window, and I watch these little bright yellow birds come and twitter and eat, and they're lovely.
It's just dawning on me. They're not here in the winter.
Well, the goldfinches, I maybe get a house finch or so, but usually most of the goldfinches go away, and they don't have that bright yellow. They get a little bit darker in the winter, but they're lovely, these little yellow birdies.
And what do you feed them?
Thistle seed. Little tiny thistles from the forbidden thistle plant in Nebraska that takes all the nitrogen from the world.
How about this? It is one of the things that I like about the summer is the crowd. I know some people get mad. Somebody will blurt out, you know, why do these tourists have to come here? And I look with absolute, you know, puzzlement at these people, because there's something about the crowd that I love. It's almost like people who eat outside, the tinkle of the glassware and the plates and that low hum of conversation, laughing, the smell of food. There's something about the crowd that makes me happy.
I agree. I love the New Haven Green, those concerts, just partly because of the great crowd. And I love New York. I love people being outside in New York and in their summer clothes, barely, you know, their little T-shirts and hardly any clothes, and having a wonderful time walking around.
A lot of New Yorkers get out of New York in the summer. It can get really hot. Today it is, you know, my friends there are just broiling. It's like an oven. On the other hand, I think it's my favorite time there.
Oh, me too.
Really?
I have friends that get so mad. They say, we don't want to go to New York. Oh, it's hot. And I love it because it's such a relaxed environment. Everybody is so just, they're dressed relaxed. They're having a good time. There's street fairs every place. There's fun to be had.
The eating outside is just everywhere.
Absolutely.
You were talking about the dancing that goes on at Lincoln Center.
Right?
All those swing dancers. Really fun. Walking through Central Park.
And now you can bike around the city. You can go rent a bike by the Intrepid and you just bike all the way around.
I'm just afraid I'm going to kill somebody.
I wonder the same thing, Faith. I keep thinking, am I going to kill a runner or something on my bike?
I mean, I'm just not used to it.
I don't know how they work that.
You know, taxi doors fling open. I'm not supposed to be talking about fear on this show. So the dessert, let's talk about beaches. So the deserted beach is a find for people. Am I a contrarian? Are you like this? I love a crowded beach.
I go to Orleans Beach on the Cape. It's packed, and I love it. Now, it may just be, you know, the ions or whatever they say is hitting me there, but I love watching little children, watching them build their sand castles, run around.
Right, mini architects.
I do like to be able to see the water, though. I don't want to have my water view disturbed.
So you have the higher chair.
Yeah.
There's a scene that I think it's got many scents at the same time. Senses are engaged at the same time. So you talked about the ions by the water. The crowd part involves all those multicolored umbrellas when you approach or when you're sitting there, and there's that dazzling, you know, they're so happy. Those colors are so happy.
And all the swimsuits.
And the towels that people are lying on. And then there's the aroma of that, you know, what is it, coconut in people's lotion, and it comes wafting along. You know, some people are having picnics. Something about that. Everybody's in a good mood at the beach.
That's right. They're very happy.
It's just fantastic.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Really? Well, don't you think we're a little bit unusual? I think people get you can get a little crestfallen when it's crowded.
Well, I think there's some crowded beaches that are not that great because I think it doesn't quite have the right vibe. But usually it has a great vibe. Usually it's wonderful.
So here's our number. We decided to go light today because it is the height of summer. And we were thinking, what is it about this time that captures you? Do you get that feeling the way that we do, that this kind of time can pass you by, and before you know it, I mean, right now, the tiger lilies are out along the side of the road. Those orange wild daylilies are out. That means it's July, and when I see them, I think, uh-oh, this, we're at the height of summer now. It's, you know, we've had the 4th of July. If anybody has been skipping over the fun of summer, now's the time to really get into it. That's what strikes me about this time. And the question is, how do you do it?
Yeah, well, I think I'm sure our callers will have things that they love about the summer, but there's so many activities. As I was just getting ready to be on the show, I realized, oh my gosh, what do I do in the winter? And I think I really do hibernate in the winter because there's so many things that I love to do in the summer.
Do you think it's the light?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be the light. Well, and the cold, too, because I like, you can't be out of doors. I mean, I go tubing. I go biking, tubing, play golf. I do anything. I go, if somebody invites me on their boat, I love to go fishing, except that I don't get to do it very much. But I had somebody bring me fresh fish last night. And, I mean, it was unbelievable. They gave it to me. I cooked it up. And it was the best thing ever. So,
me too.
You know, how can you beat that?
I know. So let's do a thing that seems to be close to us more in the summer than in the winter. It's not that it's not there. I'm talking about the view. There are artists who've made this a whole subject. You know, what is it about us in this country and some other countries where we celebrate, we value the view? We even have lookout sites that you, where you pull off, the highway people have made up an area where you're supposed to pull off your car and sit there or stand there and look at the view. That's a real summer thing to do.
I went from Brooklyn to the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, and there's two pullouts there. And you just park there, and you look at the beautiful water. You can look at the bridge, and then past that, there's another place where there were a million kite boarders. And they just have that so that you can pull out for the view.
There's a place where coming back from Cape Cod into Connecticut, that the canal where you come over the bridge and you're coming down and you're heading toward 195. And the canal, it has this kind of S curve. And you would swear that you are somewhere on the Rhine in Germany. It is the most, it's hard to drive because it's the most astonishing view. Your car is up high for a minute, and down below you is this wide, wide canal with international trawlers coming by. People make whole week vacations there to fish because there are sensational fish in the water right there.
Yeah, wow.
From the oceans, and, you know, I mean, it's really where they all converge. It's unbelievable.
I guess a lot of people have seen that because they've left the Cape, since there seem to be so many people going to the Cape on the weekend.
You have to appreciate something because you're leaving.
Yes.
You know,
I mean,
I'm with Nancy Horn, New Haven psychologist, and our buddy on the air, one of the great appreciators. And we're talking about what it is about this season that we tend to appreciate or want to. 203-776-WNPR. Ann, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. First of all, it's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. It's a good time of year to have a birthday.
Oh, yeah. I just have to tell you a funny story. I grew up on the beach in West Haven, only a mile or so, and my son grew up near the beach in East Haven, only a mile or so. And when he was in college, he had friends up in Ontario who had a place in the Syracuse area on Ontario, and they used to call it the beach. And that used to drive him crazy because to him, you know, it's on the ocean. It's just called the Ontario Shore, where they had their encampment and their summer place, the beach.
Wow. So growing up, do you ever go back there? Do you go back to West Haven and the boardwalk?
I haven't been a long time. I probably should.
I did this. Really nice. I had many years ago gone there quite frequently, and a few years ago, I decided to go back and visit the boardwalk in West Haven. And then I went to the boardwalk in New London, and I think I was on some kind of a boardwalk streak, and I loved it. It's so great. I thought, who was smart enough to do boardwalks?
You also get air underneath you that way too, right?
Yeah, but it's just fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. She's gone. Okay. 203-776-WNPR. We're going to take a quick break, and then Nancy Horn and I invite you to jump in and tell us what it is about this time of year, summer. That word is so loaded with great things. What is it about summer that you love? Call and tell us. We'll be right back. Not dancing around the house or in your car. I don't know. I just don't know. It's one of the songs of the summer, I think. I'm with Nancy Horn, and we're talking about what it is about summer that we love, that gets us outside, that gives you maybe sometimes even that little streak of anxiety where you say, uh-oh, it's going by. I've got to get in there. I have to really, really enjoy this. Nancy, there is this thing, Nancy Horn, that where you have the traditionalists who want to do the same things, same places, same, you know, have to do these touchstone experiences, and then people who want something new every summer.
Yeah, that's definitely, if people have to go to a different place, or they don't want to own a place because they want to travel and see something new every summer. A lot of people feel a lot of pressure to travel in the summer. I don't feel it because I love this area in the summertime. I really want to do all my travel in the winter if I can.
Would you say then that you're a traditionalist because you want to stay put? Or you know how people will say they want to rent the same cottage, you know,
that's
in
true.
The same place?
I don't. I'm a traditionalist in that I like what's here, but I think it's because there's so much to do. But I do like a new place all the time. People will say, oh, maybe we should buy a house. And I go like, oh, maybe we really shouldn't buy a house.
See, I'm half and half. I love the new experience in, you know, drinking in all these new things and places. And at the same time, I love some of these traditional things that happen every summer.
Yeah. And I think people have their parties that way. You know, they have the same party every year, a certain date, and people count on it. They're going to have their 4th of July fireworks party, or they're going to have their picnic to celebrate some bizarre anniversary that no one really cares about, but that's what's going to happen.
Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi,
how
Stephen.
Are you?
Great, thanks. Glad you're on. So what is it about summer for you?
Well, a couple of things. I'm a garden guy, so I like going to the parks, enjoying like Elizabeth Park, that type of thing, being outdoors, enjoying, you know, the new life, the new growth, the traditional.
And are you a flower guy, vegetable guy?
Perennial flowers, yes.
So they're in your yard.
Yeah.
And you go to see them other places?
Right.
It sounds
going
like.
Going to see how, you know, how it could look or, and going there from being as a kid and going there now, you know, it's like a traditional thing.
Oh, you mean Elizabeth Park? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah. Good one.
Going for a place like that. The other thing is my nieces come up and we declare it National Ice Cream Month. And going to the old places, you know, like the Shady Glens, the Mortensons, the old-fashioned ice cream parlors. That's a good thing after, you know, being outside.
Oh, Stephen, you have to go to our website. If you go to foodschmooze.org, you will see that we started something called Ice Cream Sundays. And so as food schmoozers, we're inviting any of our food schmooze listeners to join us in this Sunday adventure where you try a different ice cream stand every Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
So just go to foodschmooze.org, and if you want, you can even vote and say, you know, here's the one we tried, and here's the flavor you've got to check out. We just found a strawberry rhubarb. I found a honey yogurt that's homemade at a place called Delatte in Greenport, Long Island, that is made with local farm honey. He does the same thing with fresh farm berries.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we're all into
great.
The ice cream thing.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Stephen.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Was that thumbs up on Elizabeth Park Roses?
It was definitely thumbs up on the ice cream. It made me realize I really appreciate kids. I mean, I appreciate them all the time. But kids give us so many great things to do, especially in the summer. You know, they'll say, oh, we have to go to the zoo. Well, oh, gee, I guess I have to take my kid to the zoo, which is so much fun.
Yeah, when you get there, it's
right.
just a ride.
Or we have to go to the ice cream parlor. And you say, oh, great. You know, you got to teach them how to play baseball. How tough is that? You stand in your yard and throw a ball back and forth. You get an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors, to be good with your kid. Now, you have to be the kind of person that can stop working for 2 seconds and actually be in the moment and relax. And there are truly some people that cannot be in the moment, cannot stop the action. They can't sit in a lawn chair and look at the yard or sit by one of those fireplaces in the backyard where you watch the fire. They go crazy. They can't stand it. But it's good for one's soul to actually sit and do something like that.
You're reminding
repairing
me.
Repairing
the fire pit, the summer fire pit.
Right.
Some people will build them on the beach. There are towns where you have to get a permit, and there are other places where it seems to happen a little bit illegally. But in any case, and usually where it's safe, where the shore is a little bit rocky, people will get some driftwood and build a little fire and sit around. And other people on their patios have these inexpensive, just metal things. Some people will build them out of some stones and a little cement and run a ring of chairs around this fire circle. And when it's kind of a cool or breezy night, it's an excuse. You know, this can happen in August. It's an excuse to get out there, people with a soda, lemonade, glass of wine, talking that firefly. Oh!
And children love it because they get their parents to stop what they're doing and sit. And so they just love it. They say, oh, this was a great evening that we did this. And I have a hard time stopping. But as long as I can poke with the fire and constantly make it perfect and throw in a twig or so whenever I feel like it, I love sitting there.
So there's the antsy person that finds it hard just to be.
Right. Can't.
You got to have activity every single minute. Even reading. It's an achievement.
So the kids will love you if you go sit by a fire and watch
right.
the
s'mores
little flames move back and forth. Yeah. There you go.
Even if it's a small fire, because it can be pretty balmy out there at night in the summer. But even if it's a little tiny fire, it's just a riot.
Well, the kids will love you.
Yeah, and hot dogs. Oh, remember, we used to do hot dogs on a stick.
Yes.
Really, it was so fun.
I guess people don't do that anymore.
Popcorn, there was a fireplace. You'd go to the lake and there would be a fireplace popcorn popper that you know, these are kind of old-fashioned now, but you would, you know, put the kernels in there and you would shake this metal box that was on this long metal rod and you would hear bang, 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 and then your popcorn would be popped over the fire, right. A little smoky. Little fantastic.
That's great. Well, people like camping too, you know, because you're in the outdoors. You're in the outdoors. You get to cook food and sit in your chair and go hiking.
Marla, Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn. Welcome to our summer celebration on the show. Go ahead, Marla.
Oh, I'm one of your loyal listeners from Sag Harbor on the east end of Long Island.
Oh, are you in a beautiful place? What a great town.
I am. And we love to go to the Perlman Music Program on Shelter Island. Have you ever been?
You know what? I am staring at a piece of paper where I sometimes throw down a bunch of notes to help myself remember. And one of the things on this list is the Perlman Summer Music Program on Shelter.
You must go. It is wonderful.
No, I do go. It's so incredible. And there often are the Perlmans, which is so astounding to me.
They are basically in residence all summer. I went to an open rehearsal last night. From 5 to 6, they had the young ladies rehearsing with their full-time choral director. Then there was a break from 6 to 7. From 6 to 7, we went and had picnic dinner on the grounds. Then we went into the large tent, and all the students were there in the orchestra, and Itzhak was directing them and coaching them. It was a piece by Elgar that they were working on. It was absolutely fabulous.
And can I say that when you sit there, the room is so intimate that these performers are right next to you. I mean, you can practically feel them breathing. The
yes.
acoustics, fantastic. And they're bringing in all these remarkable performers and lots of young people who've been through camp, who are so good at what they do. Now they're out. They have performance careers, and they're coming back, I think, to say thank you to the Perlmans and the school. At the Shelter Island is the most enchanting island. There are so many fun places to eat, just drive around, walk around. Oh, what a thing. That's a good idea. Thank you so much. I'm glad you called.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
I think the other thing that people like, and the reason I thought of it is I just went to a reunion. People have reunions.
That's a good one. And family.
Well, family reunions, but also college reunions. They all happen in the summer, you know.
I kind of forgot about
that. In June, yeah. All those reunions, high school, college reunions.
And if there is, often in families, there's somebody's house in the summer that people gather at least once.
Yeah.
You know, in my family, it's my sister Sally's. And you can count on, you know how families are spread all over now in all these various states. There's usually a time in the summer, whether it's for one of the birthdays or something, where people are, you know, find themselves on a common weekend all there. And it is fantastic.
Yeah, those are great. My daughter just the other day, she said, you know, I think we need to have a block party. And I said, yeah, I think you're right. I haven't done that for years, but it's a really fun thing to do.
How do you organize it?
I put a notice in everybody's mailbox approximately 3 weeks ahead of time, a month ahead of time, give them the date and tell them that it's really going to be come meet your neighbors, and you can stay for 10 minutes or you can stay for dinner. Just bring something to eat, you know, bring a dish to share if you're coming for dinner. And there's no pressure. You can stay for 10 minutes and they come. And I say, I provided the beer and wine, but and soda. But I think for some strange reason, people on my street last time I did this do not drink. It was really bizarre. I don't know how that could be. What kind of street am I living on? I didn't understand.
A Mormon street.
We'll try it again. We'll try it again and see if anybody has beer and wine. But they brought great food.
They did?
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
All right.
Really,
and you know, probably fantastic lemonade, you know, because usually if people don't drink alcohol, they're just skilled at these fruit drinks, you know, somehow. Okay, so we had – how about clothing? I think there's an iconic thing about summer clothes, whether it is the beat-up T-shirt with holes or faded to the exact right degree.
Exactly.
The golf shirt comes out. The seersucker comes out. The boat shoes come out. The flip-flops come out.
That's right. See, I hate clothes, basically. So I don't really like heavy overcoats or having to wear heavy shoes. So I like being able to wear flip-flops and light things. I just started wearing skirts because I used to wear pants all the time. And skirts are awesome.
And for the trendy people, there is always a summer item of clothing that is the thing. Have you ever noticed this? Like for a number of summers for guys and then for women too, the following summer, it was cargo shorts. You
yes.
were just, you know, for people who care about this kind of thing, you were just out of it if you didn't have these cargo shorts.
That's right.
I mean, it's like high school all over again. And then, it was these Havaianna flip-flops, that particular brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what it is this summer.
Well, that's one thing I've been noticing is that the women's shirts, they're really like tank. There are so many tank tops. And there's so many really, really cute tank tops out there. And, you know, a lot of people discriminate against tank tops, but I think they can't after this year because there's just so many.
Discriminate?
Yeah, like you can't wear them. You can't wear tank tops in school, right?
It's a new form dress of discrimination.
Dress code, can't have any tank tops. Heaven forfend, it can be 90 degrees, but.
Louise, Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn, summer celebration on the show. Go ahead, Louise.
Well, one of my celebrations is sitting on the porch with lemonade listening to your show.
Oh.
Ice cream parlor opening as we just started eating our ice cream. Ooh. And so many, it's fun. It allows the young people to have fun and put away their laptops and enjoy their grandparents who can share their fun. And also, when you mentioned reunion, I've had a reunion of friends that we've come down to Charlestown for 33 years, and that is something. There was seven of us, and two have died over the years, but we certainly make it a point to have an overnight, and we just sit up and talk and eat and have our wine and walk the beach at midnight and do what we want, and it's so freeing.
That sounds so good.
You
must mean Charlestown. Is that Charlestown, Rhode Island, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I'm retired here, so it's nice that people will stop in where they might not have done that in your home, but they will if they're at the beach. So old friends might just show up at the doorstep, and it's just a joy that we're enjoying. So I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, I'm so glad. And what's this ice cream place that opened?
It's right at the corner of Charlestown Beach Road, and there's not too much down here in Charlestown, so that's the event of the night when you walk down at the end of the day and have your ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's the hot spot.
33 years with women friends, who that's quite a blessing.
Wonderful, it is.
So we're going to meet next week, so I'll tell them I'll share the moment with you.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good part of my life down here. I listen to your book selections, and then I'll go to the library and I'll be amused there. So you're part of what goes on for my summer here.
Well, Louise, and now it's mutual. Thank you so much. And tell your friends, you know, they can go online and hear themselves talked about on this show. I think that would be so much fun as you're sitting around having wine. It's just look it up by today's date.
One for you.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, but while we're taking that break, as you're listening, we invite you to get on the line, talk about something you appreciate about summer, something you've done, something you want to do. Nancy Horn is here, and we'll be right back. Like our martini event, isn't it? All over again. I'm Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn, who is our psychologist on the air and is here just as one of the great appreciators I know. And we are celebrating summer on the show. We wanted to go light and just appreciate this time that we're in. At 203-776-9677, easy way to remember, 203-776-WNPR. Nancy, you were just reminding me during the break about what I call the layabout chair.
Yes, the hammock. The importance of the hammock for summer.
Or the chaise, right?
Yes.
Or any kind of beach chair. I mean,
well,
really.
Hammock's good because it's hard to get out of. So you really have to stay there for a long time. Where's the chaise? You can get out pretty quickly.
That's true.
Yeah, the hammock, and you look at the little trees and the leaves blow. And
yeah, you see, that's the view up.
Yeah.
And that is the thing I never think to do at night.
Yeah.
Now everybody's so scared about ticks, nobody will lie on the ground and stare up at the sky, you know? So hammock is the way. Charlotte, Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, Charlotte. Go ahead.
One of my favorite things to do in summer is to go out on the boat with my family and go water skiing and tubing with my brothers.
So have you been water skiing since you were really little?
No, I just started water skiing like 4 years ago.
I've always wanted to be good at that. I never could get it. Really.
I never could do it either, Faith.
Me too. I'm embarrassed to say, Charlotte, you're so lucky that you know how to do this.
Thank you. I love it.
Wow.
I just saw somebody, a skidoo, one of those little personal watercrafts, pulling somebody on a tube, and it looked like enormous fun. I don't know if it's legal even to do that, but it really looked like fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is? It's You've great. Done that, Charlotte?
Yeah, it is. It's so much fun bouncing off the waves and laughing your heads off with your brothers.
So can you can cross, you're being towed on your water skis. Can you cross the wake,
Yes, I can even drop one.
No. Oh, you're the best. Okay. Wow. Thanks, Charlotte.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. If I'm out there someday, you're going to help me, right? You're going to give me lessons.
Sure.
Okay. I'll be the one falling over.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So great. Water, right? We haven't talked enough about water.
Water is awesome. One of my favorite things is sitting by a river, listening to the little brook, the noise of the brook and the trees and the leaves.
Here's the thing. To what degree does it have to be salt? You know, I am so drawn to that briny, boggy. I need to smell salt in the air. I don't know what it is about that.
Yeah, that's the East Coast in you. I think so. I grew up in Nebraska, so you know, if I see a brook, it's major.
That's your roots, your water roots.
And camping, there's lots of brooks there. So, you know, go hiking, you can stop and throw a rock or two in.
Yeah, what is it? Because you have to.
I tried to sit there for a while, and then you just have to throw a rock.
You have to throw something.
Mm-hmm. I think
you have to skip stones. You have to search for the flat ones.
Exactly. Then, and find the best rock and take it home. And then hopefully remember where you got it from.
Anna. Faith Middleton and Nancy Horn, welcome to our summer celebration. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi, Faith. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just loving this show today. I'm driving around and I'm just thinking of all the things that I love about summer. And
well, what do you love?
The thing that I keep going back to is corn on the cob. Different things, native corn on the cob. You know, you can get Florida corn early, but I'm from Connecticut and I just think that there's such a difference, and I'm sure we could have a whole food schmooze show on the food of summer, but the corn on the cob and the heirloom tomatoes and just making a meal of that is the one thing that I embrace, and I probably eat it a few times a week because I know it'll be gone so quickly.
You know, and I have to say, and Nancy, I don't know if you're like this too, that if I have an all-vegetable meal, I'm cruising the horizon looking for where's my protein. You know, I'm missing just a little bit of protein in the meal, but when it comes to corn, I could make a meal of that without a single other thing.
We ate corn and tomatoes all the time. That was our main meal. If we weren't eating a tomato over the sink with a salt cellar, we were eating tomatoes and corn because in Nebraska they have really great corn.
Yeah.
And somebody just told me last night that they got corn and orange. It was their first batch of corn coming out at the
farmers markets are now just booming, and there's tons of stuff there. And it's, so, you know, corn coming in. So when you grilled it, when you were, did you grill in Nebraska or,
you know, we
or
didn't.
Did you boil
I've
it?
I've had grilled corn. We boiled it. Although I've got to tell you, Faith, and maybe you've already seen this, but I went to a place in Brooklyn 2 weekends ago, and they served, it's an outdoor Cuban kind of place with picnic tables, and you could get margaritas and everything. And they had Cubana sandwiches, but what they had was they served corn with cumin and some kind of spice.
And lime,
and but Parmesan cheese. They put Parmesan cheese on it. It was like
Mexican style.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
I'd never seen that before.
Delicious.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Yeah. That was in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it was Brooklyn. I think it's called Habano, but so much fun.
Brooklyn,
it was so much fun.
As the French say.
A couple blocks from Brooklyn Academy of Music, and it's outdoors. They've got great salsa music playing, and people are there with their adorable children and their wonderful selves. And it's adorable.
Really, really nice. Thanks for the corn celebration. I agree. You know, I have friends who are particularly amazing at taking corn off the cob. It's got to be fresh from a good farm stand, and then sauteing it in lots of butter in a cast iron skillet. And then as they scrape on the bottom, you know, those little brown crunchy bits start to form. They scrape those off the turner they're scraping with and save it in the side in a bowl. And then at the very end, they mix those little crusty bits with just a little touch of water and then dump that water-sloshed crispy bit thing back into the buttery pan again with the corn. Do a few turns around so that it's all coating the corn, and then they serve it to you. Mm. And it's unbelievable.
Wow, that just sounds lovely.
That really sounds good. He's like the queens of corn cooking. Michael, Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn. We have to talk about sex. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Hi.
How's that for an opening?
Two guilty pleasures, obviously, are barbecue, having a nice ribeye on a weekend, just sitting on the deck, relaxing and eating.
Mm.
Another guilty pleasure is the beauty of lightning storms.
Oh,
I live
yes.
in Kensington, and I have farms right across the street from me. So to sit when the storms are rolling in, to watch the clouds form up, lightning start striking, to just sit and relax, have a beer, you know, on a lounge chair and just watch it as it's rolling in and just seeing the strikes.
I'm so glad you said that. That was a great joy in my youth in Nebraska because we had thunderstorms a lot and it was just so much fun to watch.
Oh, in Nebraska especially. I've been through Nebraska.
Tons of them.
I mean, those storms are just, I mean, they're huge.
They're thrilling. And it's really hard for me when somebody is scared of lightning and thunder because it's like I have to be quiet because I have totally the opposite reaction. I feel very excited about
fireworks for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a big party.
Oh, but it's absolutely beautiful, though, to see. Just, you know, I mean, that's you know, Mother Nature at work, and it's just amazing to see just the beauty of what's going on, and to have, you know, this open, you know, with the farms, this huge open area to just actually see the whole vista as the colors are going off is just absolutely amazing, and that's one of the beauties of summer.
That's
so
great.
Smart, Michael. The other night, I was on the water looking out at Long Island Sound, and the one of these thunder and lightning storms came through, mostly lightning, very small amount of thunder. What a scene that was over the water, you know, in the distance, these spears of light. Oh, amazing. So that's another landscape for it. Thanks, Michael.
All right.
Enjoy
you,
your
bud.
Ribeye.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I used to feel the same way about barbecuing, but thank heavens I have my pan now that I can you know, simulate barbecuing indoors in the wintertime.
Your
grill
ridged,
pan, you mean. Yeah, the grill pan. Thank heavens
That's
I have that.
That's a genius little item,
yeah,
isn't
thank
it?
Thank heavens. The other thing is summer soft shell crabs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you have said on this show before that people seem in a lot of vacation spots like they're having sex, you know, a lot of sex because it's, you know, people are relaxing finally, right?
Yeah. I don't know if people have more sex in the summer or winter, and I'm sure there's a study that says that. And perhaps they say winter because there's so little else to do. But certainly people have a great time on vacation.
And you can see it, the way people are snuggling,
yeah.
They're holding hands, arms around each right. other. You know, as you've said, people are probably having more sex, right?
Yeah, certainly on their vacations. They have time to do it.
And let's see. And so what is this? July, 9 months from now, what will that be? Probably like an enormous number of births, 9 months following
like February,
July
maybe?
And August.
Yeah.
Now, see, I want to check. There's got to be a
March.
Study on this, too.
Maybe so.
Okay, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, ladies. For a group of friends of mine, we go to the racetrack down in Waterford. And we have a friend of ours that races mini stock cars. So the beginning of summer for us is spending weekends at Waterford Speed Bowl watching the races and going down there and hanging out with our friends and tailgating.
Oh, wow.
Is that like stock cars? Is that stock car racing?
Yeah, they have like about five or six different classes. But it's a bunch of, you know, people who like, are race car enthusiasts and not like your NASCAR redneck kind of enthusiast, but you know, normal Joe Schmo who happens to like racing cars and it's a small track, but it's still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you get to be outdoors, right?
Huh?
You get to be outdoors. Sit
yeah,
in the outdoors.
I work on my tan like you wouldn't believe during the summer. I usually have my tan until about February.
And then, so do you have people you root for?
Yeah, we have certain, you know, racers that we root for, of course, our friends of ours, definitely. But, and then there's, you know, the rivalries between different racers who won last time and, you know, always trying to get first place. It's a lot of fun. It's all, you know, in good-natured fun.
And because that's a kind of small track, it's pretty intimate. So you can really see and hear the action, right?
Oh, absolutely. We usually go into the pit where the rest of the cars are, and the track is right there. So you get to be a part of it from, you know, just being in the pits or being in the stands. You can't help but, you know, enjoy it and be right in the middle of the action.
Great. Thanks so much. I'm glad you called.
Thank
you. That's a good one. This reminds me of summer baseball.
Oh, I was just thinking baseball, too. All these places that we go to be out of doors.
What is it? Triple A, right?
And yeah. Oh, that's the most fun,
isn't it?
It's
so close,
the most fun.
So near you. You
and
know,
kids
you can
get to kind of run around, and
yeah,
if they're distracted, it's okay. You can be in the sort of on the side.
Yeah, it really is amazing, and you're seeing players that are, you know, gonna move up to the big show.
That's
it's
right.
Really quite amazing, and
yeah,
they can play. We have some amazing Triple A ball teams around this region.
It's perfect. It's really perfect for young kids. Not little kids, but, you know, like 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds. They just love getting to go to those things.
Yeah, me too.
You'll be a big hit if you take your kid to that.
Me too. So one of the things we didn't talk about is the clam shack.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
It's just the
lobster bakes.
It's the thing. And the lobster. It's just the thing. You know, it is such a thing. It's
one of the great things around
at least
living
one
where
time,
we live.
Right? Well, at least one time you have to have fried clams or fried oysters if you can.
Yes.
And or the lobster roll or, you know, or your fried crab roll, soft shell crab roll.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Faith Middleton with Nancy Horn. Welcome to the show. Celebrating summer. Go ahead, Liz.
Hi.
One
of the things that is very special to me and to my family is about summer is the time that we get to spend together dawdling over our weekly Sunday dinner. It seems as though in the summertime when we're outdoors eating on the deck or at the neighbor's house, because we have these awesome neighbors that we share a Sunday dinner with all summer long, We really sit around the table for much longer after the meal is over, and we watch the sky, and we wait for the bats to fly out as it gets colder, and, you know, we talk for long periods, much longer periods of time than we do when the neighbors come next door in the wintertime or when we go to their house for Sunday dinner. I think we put more effort into Sunday dinner as well because we'll start talking like in the middle of the week. What do you think we should have this weekend? What do you want to do? So it does definitely revolve more around what the meal is as well. And everybody has their favorites and puts in a request from time to time.
Oh, Liz, that is a great one. That is a great one. I wasn't really thinking about that. Nancy, this idea that Liz is talking about where in the other months, you're worried it's Sunday night and you say things like, oh, there's work tomorrow. And so you're very concerned about the passage of time. And there's something, even though you might have work tomorrow in the summer, you don't.
Well, it's going to stay light longer. You're going to have more day.
It just feels like you don't want to waste the time. You just want to hang out with your friends.
Right.
That is so smart, Liz. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The longer dawdle.
Yes, that's great. You know, we also didn't talk about all the fairs, you know, not the fairs, but all of the, you know, Ferris wheels and going to Six Flags and
All those amusement parks that
kids
come.
I'm so thankful kids are off from school so that we can have all this fun that we wouldn't
them.
Do on our own.
Yeah. I mean, what they end up pulling you into is really fun.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
Right.
Well, about 30 seconds to go. We didn't even talk about the cottage, you know, the iconic cottage. We did, though, cover. Thank you so much for being on the show,
thank
Nancy.
You
are the perfect person to appreciate this season with and get in the spirit of just being in the moment. Thanks so much to Senior Producer Lori Mack and for listening. I'm Faith Middleton.